So we could not leave our people being killed by FDLR and the other groups which are allied to Rwanda forces. We can't do that. So it's very simple. If the government guarantees security to our population in Walikale and other areas, there is no condition for my troops to join the government. But because there is no security for our population, that's the reason why we maintain a force to secure, because we did the same, but we did not. We were deceived by the government.
You don't have the mandate under the constitution. It is only the FARDC. Why don't you continue to work with the government to bring peace to the area as part of the DDR program supported by the international community, which in case is MONUSCO?
64 article of the constitution says that everybody has a right to defend himself whenever he's threatened by foreign or external forces that is just making his life in danger. So that's the Congolese constitution. And then what we see, we found that our families were just threatened by rebels, forces from Rwanda and from anywhere. We said that we should protect ourselves because the FRDC were not able to do so. So that's the reason why that group exists. We said, okay, we are ready to support the government by implementing peace, bringing peace and security in the area where our troops are controlling just different areas. But in the same, the only condition that the government guarantee our troops a peace and security for their families. Only that, if the government does meet that condition.
But the government is implementing the DDR program as part of an effort to ensure peace and stability in areas like Walikale and North Kivu province. Why wouldn't you give the government the chance for 2,800 of your members who are armed?
Where are they, please? We need to see the troops be deployed in different areas where our populations were killed by FDLR and by other forces allied to run these forces. You see, that is not the question. So there is no way we can see that the troops leave the places where they are, and then tomorrow or after tomorrow, people are killed because there is no security. We are asking for the government to deploy in different areas where Mai-Mai are deployed so that to be sure that tomorrow or after tomorrow, our families will be in peace.
When will 2,800 members of your group hand over weapons as part of the DDR program launched by the government?
Yeah, the DDR program is for the government, and the Kifuafua is for the population. So we should find a middle a space to join both the aspirations. So this means the government is just implementing the DDR program, and the Mai-Mai is just following the conditions made by the population that they have to protect them. So if there is another protection which is sure that tomorrow there will be not a murder, massacre or anything, so there is no condition for us to go for them to join the government forces. If that's not the case, so how do you think we can leave just more than 1 million people being killed by FDLR? You have the experience. I made a declaration through your radio when people were killed there, and when there was some investigations, it was found out that people were killed. So how should that, or should that groups leave their families being killed by people because they needed to integrate the DDR program? That's not the case, please. And if we want to find a solution for that question, we should guarantee security to the population. That's the question only. We don't ask for more than that.